This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the afternoon of Friday, March 29th, 2024. I'm Kate Sharon. The Indiana Department of Transportation, Purdue University, and Columbus-based Cummins are moving forward with the next phase of a project to build a roadway that can both charge heavy-duty and passenger electric vehicles while driving. Purdue Professor of Civil Engineering John Haddock said a small section of US 52 in West Lafayette will be the test area for a project that is years in the making.
We're very confident that we'll get a system that is usable, that we can learn some additional information from. And eventually, we're hoping that NDOT will want to put down a larger section somewhere in Indiana.
Work on the project will begin next week, and the partners expect testing to be complete by the summer of 2025. The Bloomington City Council narrowly passed a resolution Wednesday opposing an Indiana Economic Development Corporation plan to divert significant water draws from the Wabash River aquifers to the LEAP Innovation and Research District in Boone County, as well as encouraging the state to develop a comprehensive water management policy. However, Mayor Carrie Thompson told the council she would not be signing advocacy resolutions the council considers that do not directly affect the city. She did not directly say whether she would veto the LEAP pipeline resolution, but urged council members to find other avenues to express such opinions. In 2006, Monroe County faced a water diversion proposal for a 60-mile pipeline routing up to 90 million gallons of water a day from the county's reservoir to Indianapolis, which would have potentially disrupted Bloomington's water supply. Lafayette-based Matchbox Coworking Studio is extending its free startup accelerator program to Indianapolis, Kokomo, and Vincennes next month with financial support from the Indiana Economic Development Corporation. The Indianapolis program, which is being offered in partnership with the downtown coworking hub Maven Space, launches April 9th. Similar programs launch April 2nd in Vincennes and April 24th in Kokomo, in partnership with coworking sites in each of those cities. In October, Matchbox was among 16 organizations statewide that received a combined $500,000 in grant funding from the IEDC's new Community Collaboration Fund, which aims to promote entrepreneurship with a focus on underrepresented founders and underserved markets. Matchbox received $39,833 in grant funding. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
A cable manufacturer headquartered in Bensonville, Illinois, is growing its operations in Valparaiso. Our partners at Lakeshore Public Media report Lake Cable plans to invest about $3.6 million in new equipment and add 40 full-time jobs. The new equipment will be installed at the former Rico Beloy plant, which closed in 2021 and was acquired by Lake Cable last October. The company said the equipment will be used to add production lines. The Valparaiso City Council this week voted 4-3 to approve a 7-year personal property tax abatement on the project. The Indiana Department of Transportation this week announced the first round of awards for the state's electric vehicle charging network, known as Charging the Crossroads. A total of 39 sites will receive a share of $100 million in funding from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law to install EV fast charging stations. They will be direct current chargers or DC fast chargers, which are capable of charging 80% of an EV battery in less than 20 minutes for most cars. The installation of the initial charging stations is set to begin in 2025. Check out which stations are close to you at InsideIndianaBusiness.com. A measure of inflation that is closely tracked by the Federal Reserve slipped last month in a sign that price pressures continue to ease. The government reported Friday that prices rose 0.3% from January to February, decelerating from a 0.4% increase the previous month in a potentially encouraging trend for President Joe Biden's re-election bid. Annual inflation, as measured by the Fed's preferred gauge, tumbled in 2023 after having peaked at 7.1% in mid-2022. Supply chain bottlenecks eased, reducing the cost of materials, and an influx of job seekers made it easier for employers to keep a lid on wage growth, one of the drivers of inflation. Fort Wayne Mayor Tom Henry died Thursday after a short battle with stomach cancer, his family announced Thursday night. He was 72. Carl Bandemmer was sworn in as acting mayor this afternoon. An election process will begin to find a replacement to finish Henry's term over the next 30 days. Garmon Construction President Paul Oakson is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Kate Sharon for Inside Indiana Business, Radio on Demand.